With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. One powerful labor union's decision not to endorse a presidential candidate is a blow to Vice President Harris, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The International Brotherhood of Teamsters announced recently that neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris has sufficient support from the 1.3 million member union. The Teamsters have typically thrown their support behind Democratic nominees, but there's division in the ranks during this 2024 campaign. Even though the vice president has courted organized labor, the Teamsters said internal polling of its members showed Trump with an advantage over Harris. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Hezbollah has been raining rockets down on Israel. More than 100 fired into Israeli territory last night and this morning. Some of them landed near the city of Haifa, setting off air raid sirens and driving thousands of people into shelters. The two sides appear to be spiraling toward all-out war. The Secret Service's next challenge, protecting the UN General Assembly.
A state-of-the-art security post dubbed the Brain Center hums with activity. The U.S. Secret Service's Patrick Freeney says they're ready to protect more than 140 world leaders.
This is the largest annual gathering of global leaders on the planet.
UN Inspector Melinda McCormick says they have an extensive system to keep leaders safe.
We screened during the high-level period up to 22,000 delegate staff and non-UN entities per date.
And the NYPD says there are no credible threats at this point. Julie Walker, New York.
Russian strikes have hit high-rise apartment blocks in Ukraine's city of Kharkiv, leaving dozens wounded and a second consecutive nighttime attack. The local governor says nine residential buildings sustained varying degrees of damage. This is SRN News. A school district in Northeast Florida must put back in libraries three dozen books as part of a settlement with students and parents. The agreement settles a lawsuit that argued that the district unlawfully decided to limit access to dozens of titles containing LGBT content. Florida recently passed a law that allows parents to get pornographic and obscene books out of school libraries. The plaintiffs in this case argued that some of the books that were removed were not actually pornographic. Nevada has decided not to appeal a judge's ruling from earlier this year that ordered the state to use its Medicaid funds to pay for abortions for poor women. Until now, it has only paid to end pregnancies resulting from rape or incest or that were necessary to save the life of the mother. Meanwhile, voters in Nevada are set to consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution on Election Day in November. If it passes, however, it'll have to be voted again a second time in 2026. This is SRN News. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit that hoped to protect dolphins along Mississippi's coast from harm by spillways used for flood control.
The lawsuit was filed in January by several business groups claiming that opening a spillway for 120 days in 2019 sent polluted fresh water from the Mississippi into the Gulf of Mexico, killing bottlenose dolphins that live in salt water. The suit had asked a judge to order the Army Corps of Engineers to seek permits for future actions that might threaten the dolphins. Jason Walker reporting.
The National Toy Hall of Fame is floating the idea of introducing balloons. They are among the 12 finalists being considered for induction later this year, along with other first-time contenders, including the trampoline and the party game Apples to Apples. Also nominated, Hess Toy Trucks and My Little Pony. This is SRN News.